The Arkansas Justice Collective, a local nonprofit, is hosting a six-week skills-building course on healthy relationships. The seminar is open to everyone, as well as to LGBTQ and immigrant couples in Northwest Arkansas who may not have access to such resources. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich met with one of the co-facilitators to bring us this story.
Attorney Stephen Koger is director of the Arkansas Justice Collective, a nonprofit law group based in Washington County. The center practices immigration law and justice advocacy. AJC last year also began to host a relationship skills course for diverse residents. Stephen Koger, with social worker Patrick Yang, co-facilitate the class. Yang works for Ozark Guidance, a community mental health center based in Springdale. Koger, who is gay, says he first took the course while living in Seattle, and it changed his life.
I'm much more clear about my expectations and my needs, saying what I don't like, what I do like, and asking, not being afraid to ask, or being afraid but still doing it anyway.
The classes are held at the Elder Tree Center based in East Fayetteville.
6 weeks, once a week. We meet for 2 hours. We're going to, in the first class, explore our values, where they come from, things like really important things like eye contact. Do you like eye contact? Like, where did you learn to like eye contact or not like it? And then that values discussion informs the next 5 weeks when we talk about setting boundaries, having conflict, stating our expectations with our friends or intimate partners.
The course reveals how Western culture is much like an iceberg. Above the water are things like food, dress, and language. Below the surface are unspoken realms of birth, relationships, and death. Koger says relationship skills are not culturally taught, but instead are acquired through experience, which is why courses like this one are critical.
You've got no skill set. And, you know, the facilitator when I took the class was saying that in our house, when we had a conflict, what I learned was that you scream while walking away and then slam a door. And then you act like everything was fine always. And I remember in my house growing up, we had a similar sort of conflict practice. And I would wonder as like a 3 and 4 year old, like, should I still be upset? Are they still upset? Because we didn't talk about it. We didn't try to address the root cause or the patterns that were creating these responses. And this class gives us an opportunity to pause and reflect. And it's really useful.
The course involves full group and working subgroups on subjects including expectations, boundaries, conflicts, even community connections. The course's foundation, Koger says, is built on anti-oppression and values, which comprised the first week of study.
And this class is super helpful specifically for when people are in relationship with people from different socioeconomic strata, from different backgrounds as far as immigration status, and having relationships across these differences, and how we can navigate such conversations and such differences in a respectful way.
Week two is how to negotiate a relationship.
So we're really dismantling the myth that if you love me, you should know what I want. We're talking about actually stating our expectations, right? Stating our needs. And then once those needs and expectations are stated, negotiating, coming to some common ground about how we can meet one another's needs.
Week three examines true accountability in partnerships. Week four is articulating boundaries. The next course is on conflict.
This conflict piece is super important, and we have really fun exercises that we use to employ new ideas around conflict and new practices around conflict.
Koger says each topic requires role-playing. For example, to illustrate relationship expectations, referred to as accountability in the course. So what happens when a girlfriend cancels a date last minute to the dismay of her partner?
And we talk about how both of those are evading accountability. And then we, in the third role play, the flaky partner says, this is what happened in my work day and I apologize. We can come up with some systems to like make sure this doesn't happen again. How are you feeling now? Do you still want to keep seeing me? And do you want to give me a chance to do better?
Couples are encouraged to come, Koger says, but with certain reservations.
they're not allowed to do any in-class workshopping together. They have to be in separate groups. It's great for couples because then they have a shared language about setting positive boundaries, which is, I love it when you text me back within 2 hours, or negative boundaries, which is, you know, please don't text me 10 times in a single day, or whatever you need. Things like that. They have a common language about things like stating expectations or whatever. But in the last time we taught this course, there were no couples, and that was great too.
Confidentiality is prerequisite, Koger says.
In our initial class, we have maybe 15 minutes to just set certain agreed upon ground rules that often include not taking up too much space, but investing enough that you're willing to participate consistently. And one of those things that Patrick, as the social worker, makes sure gets said is that what is said here stays here.
Koger and Yang say the course is not therapeutic, not for processing specific experiences or relationships, but rather about building a functioning relationship skill set based on active listening.
Another common concern is that things will be discussed that could be triggering for people who have survived certain traumatic experiences. We make it very clear, and sometimes we have to repeat it, that this class is not for people to process previous experience, but rather to learn about new tools and practice those tools on the spot.
The cost of this 6 weeks course, which is held Tuesday evenings from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., starting in early February, suits the lowest income participant.
So we ask people to pay $20 for the full 6 weeks. If they can't pay, we give them, of course, a scholarship, and they don't have to pay anything.
The semi-annual course is capped at 8 and open to all, but LGBTQ people are especially encouraged to apply.
There was a great article that came out this year on the epidemic of gay loneliness, and it talks about how a lot of LGBT people have internalized our prejudice, internalized prejudice from greater society, and how that infects, poisons our sense of worth and our ability to make a deep connection. So this class, we hope to remind people of their value and of their ability to set boundaries around their values and hopefully build better selves to then have better couples or better relationships of all types.
Applicants are initially screened by professional therapist Patrick Yang to determine if the course will suit their needs. If an individual appears to be in crisis, Koger says, they're provided appropriate psychological resources.
And it's not that we want to exclude anyone, but we want to make sure this is a beneficial experience for everyone.
Koger says the seminar teaches that relationships are negotiated based on intentions and choices. The class even examines the end of relationships, which should not be considered a failure, but rather a continuing resolution. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
Deadline to register for Arkansas Justice Collective Relationship Skills Building Course is noon Monday. You can find links to this and other stories you hear on Ozarks at Large on our website, OzarksAtLarge.com. Don't forget, you can also subscribe to Ozarks at Large as a podcast through free services like iTunes and Stitcher.